following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully hot.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Sparkle!
Some bullshit, yo!
I wanted the package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop. I'm tired of watching crap! I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad. I'm
trying
to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that,
motherfucker. And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
The crowd on their feet in elation with a sellout of 80,000 plus.
On Monday night here at FedEx Field, the Redskins beat the Giants. 17-16.
I picked him. And you know I picked him.
Yes, you
do. My score was high, but I picked him. And all I know is that they won because RG3 is a bad man. He might be a badder man than that man up there in Green Bay you always say is so bad. Never underestimate RG3. Never bet against, on the big stage, Robert Griffin III. I've been telling you since he did it to my Oklahoma Sooners and then to the Texas Longhorns last year, he has the it factor. That's what we saw last night. Yep. It factor on display on national TV, on the biggest stage in the National Football League. We saw big stage poise and guts and mental and physical toughness. We saw ball handling wizardry from that kid.
Oh, for crying enough! Enough! Oh, my God!
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you and Skip both.
Let me put this thing away.
Jesus. Ball handling wizardry.
He's a bad man, Tom. Bad man.
Jesus. Oh, hell. You know what? I'll tell you what. If it wasn't for the fact that every single streak that we've had that's been bad, that we've run across this season, hadn't won a home game, boom, won a home game. Hadn't won on Monday night, boom, won on Monday night. Hadn't beaten Dallas in Thanksgiving in Dallas in forever, boom, did that. You know what? You can't bet against him.
Never bet against Robert Griffin III.
Telling you what, and I'm gonna say this. That was our piece of crap defense. That was our piece of shit, give it up like clockwork defense that made a 1-point lead stick for seven minutes of the game against the against
it's
the champions.
Enough. It's enough already.
What? Well, I wasn't praising Robert Griffin III. I was praising Reed Doughty.
Oh.
Skip Bayless, ESPN2's First Take, man, he is so full of himself.
RG3 is a bad man.
Yeah. He sounds like a goat.
He's a bad man. Bad. Bad. Bad.
You know what? Skip's attorney is going to call us and wonder how the hell we got tapes of his last sexual exploitation. Oh, great. Well, as we all found out last week, if nobody, you know, if anybody's new to the show, I just love the New York Giants. And I got to tell you, man, watching old Tom Dooley's face on the sidelines as the clock ticked away. Tom Dooley, for anybody that doesn't know, go look up the song Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. As a matter of fact, dude, I bet I have that on my new hard drive of music. Tom Dooley standing over there on the sidelines, old Eli Manning. Oh, honey, will somebody let me have the ball back? I'd like to go out there and try to score a ten, you golly.
All right. I'm Tom, he's John.
Hey, what's up? This is John Tilliard, and you are listening to Bank Cartoon Radio number 214. Could switching to Bank Cartoon Radio save you boredom at work? Is the Tuck rule the stupidest fucking rule you've ever heard in your life?
Yes, it is. However, I got to say, there's no way in hell that anybody can say Bank Cartoon Radio Hour without making at least one of their nostrils flare up on the side.
Bank Cartoon Radio
Hour. Right, you got to go to Bank Cartoon Radio Hour. It will save you trouble at work.
Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Save you trouble at work. Nice job, Tilliard.
Tilliard.
Sorry. Tilliard.
Tilliard.
Right.
I just want to bring him over here on a work visa to answer the phone for us.
I know, right? I want to hang out with him.
I don't. I just want to pay him a meager salary to sit behind the desk, some kind of, you know, something that'll keep him just off the freaking welfare.
I want to go get him drunk and watch a football game with him.
I tell you what, play him saying our name. Play him saying Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
There you go. That's him answering the phone.
Please hold.
Bank Cartoon Radio.
Who's this?
Tilliard.
Please hold. I'll see if they're in.
All right. Coming up. Oh, man. Have we got something with Prince of Muckamara? I've been saying it so many different ways. I can't get it out. Anyway, Prince. Yeah, from the Giants.
sounds like a problem he's had.
Not the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah. This is the prince that's got the big fat mother wearing all the gold out there when he got drafted.
We got a teammate on teammate spat.
Oh, a spat.
A spat.
A spat? Was there a kerfuffle? That's like the word of the year, isn't it, kerfuffle?
I don't even know what to call it. Just absurdity and ridiculousness in Kansas City, man. Yeah, we're going to talk about it a little bit. Just we're not going to get way into it because it's just not us.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any jokes. I'm not going to try to make any jokes. You laugh, it's your problem.
Yeah.
Great.
No,
I can't do that.
Let's see.
If he'd have just killed himself, I'd be making jokes. But he killed that girl, and that's not the, you know, there's no way I'm going to go after that.
One viewer has an interest in Brown's red zone, and I don't even know what to call that either.
Thomas. Hey, you know, let me tell you what we got here, a little bit of a secret about the Bear Browns, the red zone. Ladies and gentlemen, my partner, Barney Rubble.
We're going to talk about the Browns there.
No wonder you didn't understand it, Tom. It's called Brown's Red Zone, and they're never there.
Right.
They're never there. You know, Tilliard is in there.
Brown's Red Zone. I'm sorry, they're not in. May take a message.
Tilliard.
Say it right, John. He gets upset.
Sorry. John Tilliard on the phone. What do y'all call the phone over there? Probably call the phone.
Phone? Teleophone? It's the teleophone.
Teleophone. They're on the cellular.
All right, let's let's get back to Stephen A. and Skip here. I got to play you this Stephen A. stuff from... Okay, what I played you from Skip today obviously was from the morning after the game. Well, here's...
I wish you'd play a little more of that because I wasn't quite finished. I hate, you know, when you stop in the middle, it's just...
What? Well, it's...
No, I'll just have to go later into the shower. My wife will be embarrassed. It won't be...
We saw ball-handling wizardry from that kid.
Oh, my God. Ball-handling wizardry.
That's what it was. It was ball handling wizardry. Look, man, the linebackers, I don't care who your team is. Right now, none of you know where to go. And you can call it that college crap all you want. You know what else it's called? The future.
It's called the future.
Never underestimate RG3.
Right. As Carl Sagan would say, you have seen the first of billions and billions of seasons like this from RG3.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. So here's Stephen A. He is just he's going off, man. Picking the Giants to win Monday night.
Oh, big boy. Blue in the house.
What is your dad tell you? Listen, I understand that the Washington Redskins away. I've read the quotes from RG3 about the things they faced facing us the last time with the running game are still there, but we've added elements in the passing game that makes us more dangerous. So they'll prepare for that, and we'll see what happens. Whatever, RG3. I love you, but not tonight, baby. Not tonight.
Good.
This
Keep
is what
talking.
It's all about. It's
Keep
Monday
talking.
Night
that
football.
Board up.
This is Monday
Feel
night football. That's right. I want the Giants. I want the John. That's right. Be on your P's and Q's. Understand that RG3 is coming to take you out. I get it. I understand it. But so what? So what? I don't care.
So what?
I don't care. I don't care about Moss. I don't care about Garcon. I don't care about Davis. I don't care about any of them. I'm telling you right now, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins got them twice last year. They almost had them again in MetLife Stadium before Victor Cruz sat there and caught the 77-yard touchdown and then did the salsa. You know, I mean, it was just beautiful. And it's going to end tonight. The New York Giants are going to roll up in the nation's capital. You understand? With everybody hyped in Chocolate City. And RG3 is going to come out there. They might even score first, Antonio. It doesn't matter. Eli Manning and Victor Cruz with Nixon, the boys will respond. The New York Giants, we got this. We got this. New York Giants going to handle their business tonight in Chocolate City.
Chocolate City, John.
Chocolate City.
Well, I guess you wonder why he's still on the air. I mean, you know, frankly, I don't care if he says, nigga, please. I don't care if he tells Skip to kiss his ass. But when he says things as blatantly offensive as that, I got to ask for him to be fired. That's ridiculous. How can he be so wrong? So many people were wrong listening to that guy.
Are y'all crazy? Nigga, please.
Did he stutter? He stuttered. He stuttered all over himself right there. New York Giants are going to take care of business. Victor who?
Man.
Victor who?
Did I stutter?
No. It was quite clear what he had to say, and what he said was, I am wrong. I don't know a goddamn thing about what I'm talking about. I just put my voice down in one little note like this, and I just keep going on and on and on and on, and I'll make little point after little point after little point until I finally make the guy behind the camera over there laugh like hell about me being wrong.
But so what? So what? I don't care.
What? All right. He was talking to Skip about talking trash.
You know, if you talked a little bit too much, RG3, dare I say, might have a bad game. Oh, my goodness. Oh. It's time. Big Blue in the house. We rolling up the FedEx field to handle our business. Bad game.
He might have a
bad game.
You hear that?
He sounds like that guy from those old sitcoms.
Well, you think RG3 might have a bad game? Bad game!
Well, he did not.
Bad man.
Bad game!
Bad man.
Bad game!
Hey, you know how I knew Justin Tuck was there last night? Because I kept seeing him in Subway commercials.
Right.
That was the only time I saw that dude, man. Oh, there he is. He's standing around with his big, gigantic Terminator-looking face mask on. What an idiot.
Oh, also, Stephen A. invited the Obamas to the game.
President Obama, I hope you show up to the game tonight. Please show up to the game tonight. Show up to the game tonight. Just let them do the salsa right in front of Michelle and
two supporters.
Barack Obama. That's it. Show it. Do it right there. I want them in attendance for this.
I have one
big
question.
Big Blue showing up in the house.
I have one last question.
What?
For Kerry. Would you finish this sentence for me, please?
Uh-huh.
He who laughs last laughs.
I don't know.
She best. Don't know. Best. You don't know?
She doesn't
know. Last
I don't know.
Best. Know.
I don't know.
Last it's
best.
Laugh nobody
no.
knows.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it.
Please.
We did it.
No. No, it's not laughs best.
No. It's not. He who laughs last.
Yes.
Oh, I was waiting for you to finish it. Just trying to give some radio there. He who laughs last is the last one to get the joke. That's all.
Yeah, but now you threw me all off.
Sorry. My fault. Curveball.
Oh, man.
That's probably because he's on the way home and he goes, oh, hey! Yeah, that's right. Matt Millen's usually the one that's laughing last. I'll tell you what. It's nice to listen to all these pundits be wrong about our quarterback. And it's really nice to watch our quarterback play football because, really, the dude can do just about anything. I'm really enjoying this. You can record me saying that and play it practically every damn week.
Oh, it's much like watching Fox News the night before this last election.
How is that?
Well, because they all declared victory. They all told how there was no way Obama was going to win because of this and that, and Romney's winning these exit polls, and they were all wrong. They all sounded like Stephen A.
Well, who was it? One of the local journalists around here tweeted last night that the Redskins went into the game with a $39 million handicap. They were already down $39 million to nothing because of the salary cap.
Right. Budget.
And it was nice to watch the secondary that we couldn't afford to fix, that we had to start bums like frickin' Reed Doughty yet again. That dude's the luckiest guy in the world. How the hell he manages to stay on an NFL team is beyond me.
Speaking of the Giants, they got a cornerback there, Prince.
Yeah.
A Muckamara.
Prince Softy. No, but he plays soft. He plays like a little girl.
Yeah, well, and maybe that's why he had to change his pregame ritual.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, well, here's a reporter asking him about his pregame ritual.
I went to Twitter, and I asked fans, I asked you to ask him questions, so here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, toughest receiver to defend in the league?
It would have to be DeSean Jackson.
Pregame ritual. Oh. Now, I've heard that this is an interesting one.
Well, I used to have a ritual where I would go number two before every game, but that stopped working for me, so I discontinued that.
Whatever you're doing now seems to be working. So.
Oh, my God. That's his pregame ritual? Really?
I would go number two before every game.
Yeah, that's really appropriate to talk about in the locker room, the interview there for all the kiddies watching MSG.
Oh, my God.
He's got himself a new name, from what I understand. Well, see, what they didn't have, because that's a cut-up version, but in the article it also said that his girlfriends had started calling him Princey Poo, which made him stop. Princey Poo. I got news for you, dude. They don't know that you take a crap for the game. They're calling you that because of the way you play football. I'm going to start an international incident, Tom. Where is he the chief of? What, isn't he some kind of chief in waiting or whatever? Whatever, some smallest little country over there. We're starting some shit with you. I don't like your prince. Prince Puffball. Prince can't cover Pierre Garçon. Oh, now you see why he was off sides, right?
Yeah, Prince of Dookie Poo Poo. That guy.
Prince of Dookamora.
Prince Dropalota.
No. Prince Pinch-a-Loaf. Or, no, Pinch-a-Loaf tomorrow.
Oh. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Prince Take-a-Shitta with his pregame ritual there.
Yeah, Prince would take a dump. Oh, and could you imagine if next year they trade for Peanut Tillman and they're both in the same backfield? That would just be disgusting. Wait, I got one more to call him that I really like, and I think this one fits the most. Piece of shit giant. Because he was eating the poo-poo. He was eating the poo-poo, Tom.
I'm throwing up poop.
No, if there's any children in the stadium, you won't have to ask them to leave for this one.
Oh, man.
I can only eat so much poop.
Let's see. Let's move on here.
The snap is down. Sweezum's kick is on its way. That kick is up. That kick is good. And the Pittsburgh Steelers upset the Baltimore Ravens. The AFC North has not yet been decided.
Johnny Hecker puts it down. Kick is on its way. Plenty of leg on its way. It is good. Greg Sirhan has won it. The Rams have just beat the 49ers.
Gave it a ride. You fought your butts off. Way to send it home. Way to take it home.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The Rams are still unbeaten in the NFC West, and they are alive in the NFC playoff picture at 5-6-1.
Holy moly.
Right. Holy moly, John.
I didn't know that the Prince of Mukamura was in the game. What did he call him? Prince Bust Your Butts Off? It's about time one of those two teams decided to win a damn football game.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they took it down to as far as they could,
man,
before one of them decided to win one.
That's crazy.
I know. They tied last time, and then this time they take it down to 34 seconds.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. I tell you what, either that means that the Rams are better than everybody thinks, or the 49ers suck, and I'm kind of floating in the middle there.
Did someone mention my name?
No.
Hello.
No.
Oh,
nobody.
Come now. Come out, Tom.
Oh, my God.
Start.
Oh,
I know everybody wants to talk about my favorite son.
Not really. What's to talk
about?
Well,
I know you already did.
He didn't even play.
What,
he was inactive. He couldn't even play in the game. You'd think you would have healed your nephew.
I don't even know what you're talking about there, because where I'm coming from, we are all on the RG3 bandwagon.
Oh, no. What?
He's magical, Tom. He does things with his hands and his feet at the same time. Tebow's a loser. Look, as soon as we find out they're losers, they become what we call fallen angels. Tebow is going down.
Oh, is that
right?
Right?
He can't even compete with somebody named McElroy, for God's sakes. A freaking Irishman. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I don't know how those people have managed to survive all these damn centuries. They're drunk all the damn time. You'd think they'd all fall off of something and die before now.
You would think.
You would think. I've been trying, but apparently I've not been working hard enough at it.
Apparently not.
No.
Anything else?
No, not really. There's not a whole lot going on up here lately. I was just kind of hoping to, you know, hang out with you guys for a little while.
Well, I mean, John has sat here and talked enough about RG3 and the Redskins. We really, I mean, we're trying to move on here. Well, I'm trying to move on.
All right. If you ever need me, just give a holler. It's getting kind of dull up around here without anything going on. How about that, RG3?
Oh, my God. Oh, geez, Tom, I didn't say that.
Did you? He's turned around in the doorway, Tom.
Nothing. Go on.
Nothing at all, thanks. Sounds a bit needy, Tom.
Hey, speaking, though, of the Jets.
Yeah.
Oh. This from Larry Brown Sports. After the Cardinals lost to the Jets Sunday in a game that Tim Tebow did not play in.
Awesome game.
It was confirmed that there was an on-field incident between the Cardinals Darnell Dockett and safety Kerry Rhodes. They're both on.
Really? Darnell Dockett did something untoward towards somebody else?
Get out of here. Well, I would imagine there's going to be some disciplinary action, but head coach Ken Whisenhunt said the team would not discuss the matter publicly, but the details have emerged. A source with knowledge of what occurred told Pro Football Talk that Dockett spit in Rhodes' face. Now, this is a teammate.
Man.
This is a teammate.
Jeez.
Because the two had a disagreement. Okay, you know, the Jets were up 7-6. It's late in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And the Cardinals knew if they kept letting them play, they were going to run out of time. They were just going to run the clock out.
Right.
So
right. I get his thinking.
The Cardinals were going to let the Jets score. You know, we think we saw this in the Super Bowl between Denver and Green Bay. Back in the late 90s.
Well, it's the only way that the McElroy to Cumberland connection can happen, Tom. That's the only way. Somebody let him.
Yeah, that's the new hot hookup right there, boy. Anyway, that was like, they're like, we've got to let him score, and then we've got to get the ball back and score a touchdown and convert a two-point conversion to send the game into overtime. Well, Dockett had no interest in allowing the Jets to score. And that led to Rhodes trying to convince him to buy into the idea, and Dockett spit in his face.
I applaud Dockett for that. I mean, maybe not such an action. Maybe you punch him in the stomach or something. But, yeah, that's loser talk, and I would love to see him try to persuade Darnell Dockett.
Oh, my. Yeah, this is a safety.
Trying to talk to Darnell Dockett, Darnell Dockett, if he was not playing NFL football, would probably be in jail. Let's face it, the dude's just not right in the head. He could probably be up there like his lawyer.
Mr. Dockett, let me please explain to you what would happen if we allow them to score. Otherwise, if we stop them here, Kevin Cobb's going to have to go 98 yards. That's not going to happen.
Oh my God. Yeah, I could just see this dude. Come on, Darnell, we gotta let him score. Fuck you, man. My job is to kill that guy.
Let him score. Here. 6 points. Let me try for the extra point. Yeah, that's pretty nasty. So what do you do? You know, if you're whizzing hunt, what do you do? Who do you suspend? Do you suspend Dockett for doing that, or do you suspend the safety for being such a pansy?
I don't think Dockett needed to spit in his face, unless he said something nasty to Dockett that we're just not aware of, you know?
Your mama would do it. She let every one of them score. Oh, well, Tim Tebow would be first in line. Oh, Darnell Dockett's mama. Oh, let me ride on in there.
Jeez. All right, let's go to break.
Yeah, we might as well go to break.
All right. Yeah, when we come back, we'll talk about this Belcher deal.
Hey, hey, everybody. Hey, I'm going down to the store. You guys need anything?
What? Do we need any? Well,
hey, want some coffee?
Yeah, bring me back a porterhouse, medium rare. I mean, if he's offering.
Okay, be right back. Oh, here you go. What do you think of that?
What? How did you do that? Well, you're God.
I mean, how did I do that? Come on, Tom.
Right.
Come on, Tom.
Hey, John wants a cheeseburger, everything on it.
Cheeseburger coming up. There we go. I hope that's not too well done for you.
Okay, John, I didn't want him to come back, but now I'm thinking maybe we should have him hang out.
Watch my bike. It's outside.
Can do.
Bang, 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 bang.
Get a job, you bum, 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 bum. Money don't grow on trees, you bum, 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 bum. Silent farts. Deadly farts always come, not for long. Oh, come all ye legal immigrants, come and get them green cards and learn some damn English and then how to drive. Heart the hair, lip angel sing, by the bringing one kiss. On the first day of Christmas, my true love give to me, clap, and I left her. blue balls, it's dollar night at the titty club. Donnie the retard had an 8-pound waterhead. He was 5'3" and he said to me,
I like tater tots, huh?
Well, I apologize for that.
You better watch out. I think she's a guy. I ain't quite sure, but something ain't right. Hillary Clinton's coming to town. Get her in!
Help you?
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your website project to the professionals at VOTech.
Hey!
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit!
Hi, this is Lance Corbett DeJean.
And Lance Corbett Wagusky.
From Lima 325.
And you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher had already killed his girlfriend. Belcher then drove to the Chiefs practice facility where he thanked head coach Romeo Crennel and GM Scott Bioli for giving him, an undrafted free agent, a chance to play in the NFL. Then Belcher turned away, holding a handgun to his head, and pulled the trigger. A murder-suicide that has left the sports world in shock. Authorities did not release a possible motive, only to note that Belcher and his girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins, had been arguing before he shot her multiple times. His mother witnessed the shooting.
The game ends in Kansas City. After unthinkable tragedy yesterday, this football team wins a game. They had beaten the Carolina Panthers 27-21.
I don't know how they did it.
What? Got him to
one.
Shoot himself?
I don't know how they won the game.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about when he shot himself. Because getting him to shoot himself probably was pretty easy since he was such a piece of shit coward. Anyway, I'm not going to go there anymore. Yeah, how they won the game. You know, you kind of thought that they would.
I thought they'd roll over.
You think? I mean, it sounded like they might. But I'll tell you what, I earned a lot of respect over the weekend for Romeo Crennel. The way he handled everything, I thought was very, very well.
I don't think it could have been handled much better.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else can you do, really? I mean, you know, other than completely go to frickin' pieces.
Well,
but I'll tell you what, man, he showed great leadership for his men there on the team, for the rest of the teammates, and everybody that's in the organization, I'm sure, could probably turn to him as a rock.
Well, apparently, Crennel and Pioli both tried to calm down Belcher. They asked him not to do anything violent before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
They saw him with the gun to his head. And then, you know, police arrived on the scene, and that's when Belcher shot himself, and he did that right in front of Crennel and Pioli. I mean, right in front of them.
Yeah.
He, you know, like she said in the report, he walked up, I mean, he killed the girl, he drove to the Chiefs facility, walks up to them, thanks them for the opportunity to play football in the NFL for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if he actually told them what he did. I don't know if he confessed everything right there. I mean, an anonymous source said that this, and we're talking about a friend of the girlfriend that he killed,
right.
Said that Javon's girlfriend, which is 22-year-old Cassandra Perkins, said she was out late at a concert and got home at 1 a.m. And that's what they got into a fight about, because she didn't get home until 1 a.m. from a concert. They got into a big fight. They fought a lot at that point, she said. And that she also said there had never been any physical violence between them prior to that, but things just escalated from there, and then Javon Belcher shot his girlfriend multiple times, and he did it right in front of his mom. Right in front of his own mother, he shot this girl in cold blood.
Yeah, dude was crazy. You know, Chris Carter was going off the other day about how, you know, hey, what's going on here in the NFL? They really got to get a handle on this. It's not like the NFL the only place where people kill themselves or go nuts in the head. But
I always say sports is just a microcosm of society. These are people. I know we hail them as these great gods who are on our TV entertaining us every week. But at the end of the day, he's just a guy.
Well, except he's not just a guy. He's a very high-strung guy who's probably been a top athlete wherever he's been. Even the worst seventh-round draft pick is better than anybody that any of us listening to this show has ever played football with, except for the people that have actually played football that listen to this show. Hi, all you
right.
Famous people. But really, you know, if you've ever been around a guy who even turns into a decent, you know, Division I player, you know how much better they are than just your average football player. So, you know, who the hell knows? I'm not even going to try to guess what the hell was going on in his mind. I just wonder how fast it was, you know, did Scott Pioli figure out how much of a cap hit it was going to be?
Oh, you said you weren't going to make any jokes.
I don't know that was a joke or not. You're right. We got to get away from this because that's just...
Well, hold on. I got a couple things I want to play here. Here's Crennel talking about why they... Because there was a lot of controversy. There was a lot of debate about whether or not they should play the game. I'm hearing all these guys on the radio and reading sports writers, and all of which all the ones who were coming down on it saying, no, how can they play this game? They should. Everyone who said that didn't play the game. They never played football.
Well, you know, everybody in this fucking country has a big fat problem of sticking their fucking nose in everybody else's business and trying to decide how they feel.
Right, exactly.
You know. So everybody, shut the hell up. And by the way, for Dan Schumacher or Shoemaker over at the Sports Forum on Facebook, I promise I'd say this for him today is to tell Bob Costas to shut the hell up, you goddamn little freaking smurf.
Oh, I know.
You know, just shut up. Whether that's your personal opinion or not, whether you're paid to give your opinion or not, that's terrific. But nah, you know, just not the time.
And that's the smarmy, pansy ass blah. That's what I call him, blah of a broadcaster that he is. He knows it's his opinion, but he's going to read what somebody else said so that he doesn't have to claim it's his opinion.
Well, you know, if he's really going to try to get plausible deniability in there, he couldn't have picked a worse frickin' writer to pick than Jason Whitlock. Nobody trusts anything that idiot says, and everybody knows where he's coming from all the time. And by the way, I read a Whitlock article today, 3 days later, in which now he has definitely found his way to blame it on race. Oh, you can count on that guy? He's like Big Ben.
Are you serious?
Yep, he's like Big Ben, man. He bongs on the 12s, and what he says is the same old refrain every time. Pretty soon, Jemele Hill will be on it, and that'll be enough of it for me.
All right, well,
I can't stand this, Tom. I hate when we talk about this kind of shit because I want to make jokes.
Well, here, let me play this. I want to play Romeo Crennel talking about why they played the game.
As far as playing the game, I thought that was the best thing for us to do. Because that's what we do. We're football players, football coaches, and we play and coach on Sunday.
Right.
And so that's why I wanted to play the game. After talking with the captains, they also felt like it was best that we play. If for no other reason, it takes our mind off our misery for a few hours. And so that's what it did. It helped us do that.
Yeah, you know, I like the fact that he said that. You know, we are football players and we are football coaches, and that's what we do on Sundays. And the team wanted to play. The captains on the team said absolutely. All the coaches said absolutely. But Fish Wrap writer over here and who the one who's got a blog who's not even good enough to be a Fish Wrap writer over here, they want to tell them, oh, well, you should not play that game.
You should feel like this because this is how I think I would feel if I was in your position, because as a sports writer over here on my crappy-ass job working on my little laptop, I know that if somebody I knew did something like that, I wouldn't want to come to work, so how could you want to go to work?
Right.
Because what they do is completely different from what any of these other people have any inclination of. None of us know. I mean, very few of us know. I shouldn't say none of us because I'm sure there's people listening. But the point is, there is such a release in sports. You can completely lose yourself in the game. Yeah, man, that's I can't think of a better way to handle grief, at least the shock of it that fast, than to get out there and play the game and be what you prepared for. And, man, you can let it out.
Well, and that's another thing. That was another thing Crennel said. He goes, you know, if only for a few hours, it was something to take our mind off our misery.
Right. I mean, you know, think about it. He could be in San Diego.
Yeah,
they could be suffering with Norv,
right?
You know, you want to talk about misery.
Well, now wait.
I don't think Chiefs fans are trading the Chargers fans. See, but Tom, I can't do this with a serious story. I can't do it.
Well, listen, okay. Hold on, you can't take this one serious. This now, John, this is Brady Quinn. All right, little Brady Quinn.
Can't take him
from right here in Central Ohio. Played at Dublin Kaufman High School, about 10 minutes from where I'm sitting. And he's going to get all philosophical on us.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
I swear, he sounds like he blames himself here because he thinks he should have been able to stop this, John.
He is.
He's wondering what he could have done to prevent this terrible tragedy.
I know when it happened, I was sitting in my head thinking, what could I have done different? You know, when you ask someone how they're doing, do you really mean it? When you answer someone back, how are you doing? Are you really telling them the truth? You know, we live in a society of social networks and Twitter pages and Facebook, and that's fine and stuff, but you know, we have contact with our work associates, our family, our friends, and you know, it seems like half the time we're more preoccupied with our phone and other things going on instead of the actual relationships we have in front of us. And hopefully people can learn from this and try to actually figure out if someone's battling something, you know, deeper on the inside than what they may be revealing on a day-to-day basis.
Oh,
that's all we need is more people running around trying to figure out what other people are doing. I'm telling you what, Tom, when I go to the grocery store, right, and I buy a pack of frozen broccoli, and I take it through the checkout, and I put it on the thing, and I go up there, and the girl says, how you doing today? You know what I say? I say, do you really want to know? And they always give me this weird look, and I say, because it's all right, I'm fine. But, I mean, I don't know if you're just asking me or do you really want to know. I say, how are you doing today? I fuck with them all the time. How are you? Are you okay today? Are you really fine? Or are you just telling me that?
That just reminded me of George Carlin, man. Did you ever ask somebody how they're doing and they say fine and dandy? He's like, really? Have you ever really been fine and dandy at the same time?
I've been fine and extra dandy.
Extreme dandy.
Yeah.
Extra dandy, Tom. And fine. Sitting on the bench was not just fine for Tim Tebow as he watched Greg McElroy come in and hit. I can't even remember his name for a 6-yard touchdown.
Hasn't been too good.
Yeah. How funny would it have been if the fan that had the ball up in the stands that he wanted back would have said, F you! Oh, shut up!
Anyway, to wrap this up, you know, it's very sad, and I'm glad they played the game. I'm glad they won. You know, they needed it. They really did. It's only their second win of the year. And
dude, would you quit it? I mean, seriously, I can't. Tom, I'm sorry. I can't handle this. This dude's breathing on the back of my neck.
Oh,
sorry. I was just trying to, you know, I was trying to see the screen there.
Well, at least you waited.
We were talking about Tim Tebow. Is that what I heard? We were talking about the Jets?
No.
I hate those bets. I can't stand
them. No, God.
Or Rex Ryan, I'm going to tell you what.
God, we were talking about Jovan Belcher killing his girlfriend and then committing suicide.
Oh, yeah. Not touching that one. No.
Okay, I guess he's going to be quiet now.
Yeah, I guess so. He disappeared. Jeez.
Maybe he feels guilty. Maybe he wishes there was more he would have done.
I don't know, man. I'm not even going to touch that. We're going to get all kinds of nasty.
All right, yeah, let's get away from that. Let's go to the Browns red zone. They won't be there.
Hey, the Browns red zone. It's brand new, only driven once or twice this year.
Actually, they won. They went all the way to the West Coast and they won a game, John. They beat those Raiders.
They beat Pittsburgh last week, too, didn't they? Aren't they on a 2-0 roll?
Yeah. How about that?
There you go. Hot damn. You know what they call that up in Cleveland?
Super Bowl?
reason to live. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I don't even know what the tallest bridge is that's in that city, but they're all standing up there on top of it.
Yeah, but they won't jump because they don't want to burn to death.
See, I just wanted to be known that I didn't take that easy joke from way back 50 years ago. Because every Cleveland person that's going to write this show and say, our river doesn't catch on fire anymore, they can address it to Tom. Just remember the fact that you have to put the word anymore in there.
Right. All right. Okay, so Browns Red Zone, it airs Monday on a channel called Sports Time Ohio. And
what is it? Is it like a freaking just a camera in an empty field?
No. It's a studio. It's a studio, and it's three, and it's these guys in the studio, and they're talking Browns, and they take phone calls. People call in and ask questions. It's kind of like live radio. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're doing a sports talk radio show on TV.
I know it. I know the format. They sit there in those little freaking lounge chairs looking rather uncomfortably at the camera while somebody says, hey, you know, the Browns suck. What are we going to do about this?
Exactly what it is. That is exactly right. In fact, you're going to hear a caller sounds very much like that.
Bob says that the Browns suck. What do you think there, Timmy? Oh, yeah, the Browns suck.
You're going to hear that guy after the guy who calls in is the reason I'm doing this. Anyway, this is Jim Donovan. He does all that local Cleveland sports stuff up there. Tony Grossi, Doug Deacon. They break down the previous day's games. They, like I said, they take calls and sometimes
Doug Deacon taking calls.
You know, you got to be careful when you're doing live television.
Yeah,
you know, and this is small stuff. This isn't a big time show, so. You know, they probably don't. They probably
it's
don't.
It's Browns red zone, man.
Worry too much about it. They think everybody who calls in is going to be fine, so they're not running delay. It's flat out live.
Let me ask you this: do you think if they tried to sell this for a baseball down in the southern part of the state, they would call it Reds Brown Zone? I don't think people would watch it.
Oh, all right. Here we go. This is how it went.
Hi, Mike. You're on the Browns red zone.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just got a few points to make. First off, between the three of you, does Jim have the biggest cock?
I'm sorry? Oh, that's done. All right. Let's go.
Now, wait, I'm going to play some more here. But I know that's a little hard to hear because it's one of those where they recorded it from a television, like watching a television. So, yeah, the guy calls in. He goes, between the three of you, does Jim have the biggest cock? And Jim Donovan goes, what? And he goes, well, that's done. Let's move on. Like, can't go back. It happened. There's nothing we can do about it. So let's just move forward. So they immediately go to the next caller. All right, and this guy's calling in. The problem is they can't contain themselves. All right, I mean
they want to find out now. Now they're curious.
Well, they're just gradually going to break down in laughter. All right, the guy who's calling in, they could care less about this old guy that's calling in asking about the Browns defense. You listen to this.
To Cunningham. Not good, Doug. You look at me. It was not good. Let's go to Ralph and Cunningham. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, I got a question about this defense yesterday. I know, I'm tickled to tickle pink we won. I'd like to get Doug's opinion.
Absolutely, so would I. Yeah, you're right, Ralph. There's only one man that can answer this at this particular point in this show, and it would be Doug.
He can't stop laughing.
Doug, you're up. Hey, Ralph, you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep you on.
Yesterday.
Okay. No, hang on. Just go ahead.
Yesterday, obviously, they didn't do the job. It becomes a bigger job.
Okay.
Why don't you take your break?
And we'll be right back here on the really fresh as a day. The Browns red zone.
So he's going to give it and turn things over to Doug. Doug just bust out laughing. He couldn't answer. So Tony's going to get all serious. No, I can take the question. And as soon as he starts answering it, he busts out laughing.
I think if I was Tony, I'd look dead in the camera and go, I think Jim's probably in the middle. That poor guy on the phone. He doesn't even know what he's wandered into. Yeah, I was pickled tink. I mean, tinkle pick. I mean, I tell you what, that Otto Graham boy, he can kick him. So let me ask you a question. You got what you're laughing at there? How come Brian Sipes throws that pick? Why doesn't Reticliano just kick the damn field goal?
Oh, no.
Oh, by the way, which one of you guys has the biggest weenie?
I'd like to hear that guy calling into that show have a conversation with Sam Huff.
How about have Sam Huff on the radio with what's her name from last week, Shannon or whatever her name is from down in Dallas.
RG3, this is the Redskins house.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're talking about out there.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what, man. Your life, how is it when you're calling into a Browns calling show to say what?
I got a couple of points to make here, Tom. Number one, the Browns fucking suck.
Between the three of you, does Jim have the biggest cock?
Number two, the Browns really fucking suck. Oh, no. You know what? I shouldn't talk because the Redskins are going to go play them in 2 weeks, and I'm just going to be the one that gets stumped. Oh, and Chris Cooley's going up there. It'll be the first time he gets to go to Cleveland since he called them all a bunch of losers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Number three, the Browns really stink. Just tickled pink with this Richardson kid.
He's tickled pink at the victory, but this defense.
I tell you, it's just something to tell you. I've lived in Cleveland all my life. And, you know, that the river and the lake out there smells like, you know, like ancient vagina. But, I know what stinks.
You're up. You're up next on the Browns Red Zone.
We should call him up. Do we get a number for this call? We should call him up.
I'm sure we can.
Oh, we've got to start getting people to fuck with this show. I'm serious. We can do this. We got lots of listeners up in Ohio. We need to get people to start screwing around with this television show. And, I mean, don't call them up and ask them stupid stuff like, which one of you guys would like to suck my dick or something? Don't do something stupid like that. Be clever. Be creative.
Yeah, start talking about the Browns. Start talking about the Browns and...
I swear.
And then say, you know, say something like, well, you know, I was listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour and they had God on and he says Whedon's not going to be a very good quarterback long term. You know, say something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Or just sit there on the phone and say, so, how's it going? Just see how long they'll keep you on the phone. And when they say something like, do you have a question? So, oh, yeah. Well, did you have a nice holiday? just keep them going. You know, just be clever about it. And if you can be vulgar about it, if that's all you can do is call them up and say, suck my ass, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, go for it. Just make sure you record it.
I just want to hear our name on the show.
Oh, that would be awesome. Up next on Browns Red Zone, some asshole calling in screaming the name of a podcast.
That would be great.
Yeah, I tell you what, somebody call them up.
Browns.
And do what I just did before.
Yeah.
You know, I got a couple of points. Number one, the Browns suck. Number two, the Browns suck.
Number three, the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour is the greatest thing in the history of mankind.
Right. Or make that number two. And then say, and number three, I'd like to reiterate that the Browns suck. Thank you. If you can get to the thank you, oh my God, what can we send you? I'll let my wife bake you a cupcake. We'll send you a couple.
Oh, hey, listen to this. This is off the subject. Mike Tyson. I always love Mike Tyson, you know. Mike Tyson's always great for a laugh. He did this interview recently where he told this story, and he had told this story before about finding Brad Pitt with his ex-wife, Robin Givens.
Brad and Robin Givens was having sex in my waterbed.
With Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Okay, well, okay, so
Benjamin
Button. The first time he told this story... was on PTI, and this was back in June. He was on Pardon the Interruption, and this is how the story went.
During my divorce with Robin Givens, you know, while we're on television calling each other scoundrels, I'm still going back to our house hitting it, though, right? One particular day before I go to my lawyer to say how horrible this person is and stuff, I say maybe I give it another try.
Okay, so they're going through this divorce. They're calling each other names in the media.
Right.
But he's still having sex with her, he's saying.
I'm working on my marriage.
Right, so he's going to go see his lawyer, his divorce attorney, but first he's going to stop by and see if he can get some.
So I'm getting ready to go over there, knocking on the door. No one shows up, so I'm heading back to my my car to go to my lawyer to say this is really a dreadful woman now, right? But as I'm going to my car, I see her car coming up. So as she comes forward, and you wouldn't believe who's in the car with her, Brad Pitt. So you have to understand this, at the moment, you know, I'm starting, I'm like a stallion with a, you know, man, I'm ready to roll. But when I see him, I'm a wet noodle. So after that, my whole sex analogy just went out the window and stuff. I didn't even think about slugging him or killing him, man. All the fight was knocked out of me after seeing that.
All the fight was knocked out of me. He sees Brad Pitt, he's a wet noodle. He says, all right, now.
All my sex analogy was disrupted.
Fast forward to last week. This is a show called In Depth with Graham Bensinger.
Oh, In Depth with Graham. Can you imagine if they got Mike Tyson to do a bumper for that?
You're watching In Depth with Graham Bensinger.
Jesus Christ. Could you wipe off the mic and try it again, Mike?
Certainly. Hang on a second. You're watching In Depth with Brad Bensinger.
Wow, that would be priceless.
Coming up next, sports with Bart Pasterna. Thanks there, champ.
Okay, so he's going to talk about his ex-wife again.
And that wretched swine of a woman.
Yeah, that wretched swine of a woman.
That wretched swine of a woman. She was messing with my sexology.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
That's right. I can impregnate you with my underarm sweat. And I was glad to find out because there was one time I was sitting in the movies and I was watching the movie and I saw Brad Pitt on there. And for a second there, I thought it was a girl. And I said, damn, that girl look. Oh, damn, that's Brad Pitt. So when he got out of the car and I turned into a wet noodle, I said, thank God. I didn't want to slug him because he helped me prove to myself that I wasn't gay. Because I tell you, Tom, there were some times that we was in the prison that there was some question.
I want to see him interview with Jasmine from that Dallas radio station.
So what do you think there, champ? Would you get a wet noodle for me, or would you be a stallion?
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them.
Well, I tell you, I was shocked, let me tell you, out there on the plaza at Cowboys Stadium. He gets a star down. That was a terrible pickup line.
That's great.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Okay, no one can stop me. Anyway, okay, so last week.
Steal a woman's heart.
Last week on In Depth with Graham Benzinger. In Depth.
Graham Benzinger.
He kind of changes his tune here.
Every day I would, before I go to my lawyer's office to say she's a pig and they're stealing, I would go to the office and I have sex with her. But this particular day, someone beat me to the punch. I guess Brad got there earlier than I did. I was mad as hell. You should have saw his face when he saw me.
He was mad as hell and you should have saw Brad's face when he saw him. That's not a wet noodle, John.
I thought maybe he was gay. He was either very scared or he got very excited because lots of him went very rigid. And now back to In Depth with Brad Benzinger.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back?
My back
is broken.
What, a vertebrae or
well,
what portion?
Spinal.
Spinal. Down near my coccyx. I broke a vertebrae. A vertebrae. I wish I was a fish that was just nothing but cartilage. But I'm not. I'm spinal. And I ain't taking no sloppy seconds to no Brad Pitt.
Oh, no.
Mr. Benzinger.
Oh, hell.
All right. You got an email?
Yeah, I got a few emails. Let's see here. All right, well, let's see. Show Day Sound Off thread over on the Facebook page, which I got a few members joining up this week. That's nice. It's good to see everybody over there taking part in this. Let's see. Richard Burton,
our friend from Indianapolis,
says as much as he dislikes Christmas. Listen to me.
Christmas.
I had my Mike Tyson on.
Much as I dislike Christmas, it would be even worse with the red and green color blindness.
Boy, that's pretty bad. Michael Boer, friend of mine from way back in the old Air Force, the old U.S. Air Force. We'd like to know, with the Jets recently getting their balls somewhat reattached, as exemplified by their recent change in quarterback. Hey, Michael Boer is on board with the McElroy to Camembert connection there. What Bang Cartoon resident genital mutilation expert, i.e. Tom, thinks about all this? Was this a successful procedure, or is it just a Band-Aid for the Jets' chronic case of vascular difficulties? vesicular difficulties. In other words, how's the balls bouncing this week?
Everything's great. I have no clue anything even happened.
Oh, shit, Tom. This is big news.
Okay.
Adrian Lord has made it with a woman.
What?
Congratulations, Adrian Lord, upon the loss of your virginity.
Are you serious?
That's fantastic. I'm telling you what, that's fantastic. I think we should write his mom and make sure she knows.
Wait a minute. How old is Adrian Lord?
Oh, I have no idea. He's at least in his 20s. I've seen some of his videos with these Koreans that he has over there trying to teach English, and for some reason they only keep learning one thing. Oh, big like Englishman, big like Englishman. That's all he ever learns.
Yeah, I know. He's in Korea, and he just now lost his virginity.
He's just now gotten laid.
He could have lost it a long time ago for $5.
Oh, easily. Not even that. I'm telling you what. But the fact of the matter is, I got to give him credit. He is our secret agent over there in the Far East, making sure he's keeping an eye on Kim Jong-un and his big giant pumpkin head. So, I would hope that this woman that he has made it with is not a double agent. Let's see.
Well, it's his first time. I mean, I'd like to talk to her.
Yeah, I think that would be nice. Yeah, that would be nice. Get a video of her. Let's see what she looks like.
All right,
our buddy Roman says, Joe, I think I'm the best quarterback in the NFL. Flacco couldn't out-duel Charlie Batch in a crucial division game. Something about that makes me very happy. Oh, yes, and of course, I don't know if you heard about this, but Dan Snyder was so happy after the game last night that when he got down into by the locker room, he grabbed one of our team employees, shook his hand furiously, and in front of the press goes, this was great, I hate those motherfucking Giants. Yes. That's right. Let's see. Steve Miller says he wants me to bring back Dick Van Dyke. Pip, pip. I don't know why pip, pip is Dick Van Dyke. I don't recall him saying pip, pip, unless it was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, maybe.
Or no. Mary Poppins, when he did his terrible Cockney accent. Pip, pip. Let's see. I do have one or two more emails, and that'll be enough of that. Some guy writes in, old friend, some guy. Am I the only one who can't wait until the Russell Athletic Bowl to watch some Rutgers football?
I guess.
We'll see what they're all about that day. Let's see. Brian writes in, bang, I fully support your efforts to raise money for your show. Oh, this was from last week, so I guess we're done.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
There we go.
That did sound familiar.
From last week. I got to do some cleanup here. So, yeah, man, everybody hit up the Facebook page this week. That's good.
All right, we'll see what we can do about getting Adrian Lord's first on next week.
Yeah, that would be nice. What do you want to bet her name is Sue with two O's? Her name is probably something like Kim Soo Pak.
Right.
70 million other. And now Adrian Lord has to find two donkeys to pay her father.
Oh, my God. At his age, that's his first. He's going to want to marry her.
Probably already did.
Good news, boys. There's a Mrs. Secret Agent.
Right.
Well, congratulations. Now all we got to do is get Tilliard laid.
Tilliard.
Tilliard.
Tilliard. Pardon me, madam. May I buy you a drink? I am John Tilliard.
I'm the show mascot of
Bank Cartoon Radio.
Right.
That's John, what's those bed springs squeaking on here going on up there?
Nothing, ma'am. Oh, shit.
You better not be making anything up there that I'm not going to be responsible for.
John tried doing it in his three-wheeled car, but it kept getting knocked off balance and falling over.
I'll be right back. Let me just set it right back up. I'll be right back. Just stay right there. Tilliard.
Oh, man.
Tilliard. Oh, don't you just look a peach. Oh, pip, pip, indeed.
And Tilliard, if you have gotten some, excuse me, Mr. Tilliard, if you have gotten some, we'd like to meet her. We'd like to meet her, give her our approval.
I'm a fucking soldier.
Nice. Yeah.
Unless you told her that. Now, if you did tell her that, then we could be your commanding officers. Yeah. I'll Skype with you and be your commander and tell you you're needed here at the front. All right, you know what? I'm getting stupid now.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Some people would argue I've been there a long time.
Go to the Facebook page, bcrh-forums.net for the message board. Again, I have no idea what's going on over there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there at the message board either. I got plenty of ideas that maybe that's where Adrian Lord met the woman he had sex with.
All right, on that note, we
click the link.
We will do it again next week.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business because 1 minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speed apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.